Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
We're going with you first, Kevin Wells. You ready to go?
I am ready to go. Did you guys see this? And I apologize since I'm only here once a week. I'm not sure if we've done this story yet, but do you see the suburb who's doing the Ben Johnson lookalike competition?
No, I need to know more about this. I love it because I got to say, he's a pretty good looking guy.
He is, right? I mean, he's a good looking guy. Yeah, I'll give him that.
But I think he looks like a lot of people, though. Doesn't he?
He looks a lot like a former Chicago Bulls head coach. You guys remember Fred Hoiberg by chance a couple years ago?
No.
Those two look a lot alike. Hoiberg's now the coach over at Nebraska. But yeah, Bedford Park is hosting a Ben Johnson lookalike competition at the Wintrust Sports Complex there. It runs from 5 to 8 p.m. I'm trying to find out what day that is.
I got to tell you, I just Googled the Fred Hoiberg. They look a lot alike. You're right on the money with that.
They look a lot. It's kind of crazy.
It's weird.
Ben's got a little bit more facial hair, but yeah, this is kind of fun. Fans of all ages are welcome. The third place good prize will get a $300 Visa gift card. Second place prize is going to get $500. And the best prize, number one, gets a $1,000 gift card that can be used for postseason tickets or maybe even round trip ground transportation from O'Hare Midway to if the Bears have to go out and play out in California in the Super Bowl is what they're saying. So this is kind of fun. I think this is cool. They're calling it the Good, Better, Best Lookalike Competition. Good, third place. Better is second place. And best is first place.
All right, we need to steal that for Friday. We need to do a good, better, best contest. What should we do it on?
I like it. Yeah, steal the idea.
As long as we don't have to take our shirts off. That's what they should do for that contest. They should make people take their shirts off.
You can do at the bar. How about you do this? How about you do the wings, and you know whoever can do make the best one, the hottest wing. I don't know. Have people try that and give them a WGN swag if they can finish the whole wing. I don't know. That might be something.
Yeah. You know, that will require lawyers and criteria because if somebody chokes on a wing, our ass is on the line. So.
I'm just a guy who talks. I don't really look into the whole behind the scenes thing. But yeah, I mean, this is kind of fun. I wonder how many people are going to show out and do this. It's available for anyone, fans of all ages. So this is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's Bedford Park, right?
Yes, Bedford Park. It looks like I'm trying to find the exact day. This article doesn't have the day.
That's okay. You can Google it. Mary will do her story, and then we'll come back to you.
All right.
What do you know, Mary?
Okay, so if you guys ever donate, you know, when you're looking for a gift for a wedding, and you go on their website, and it says donate to the honeymoon.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's like the big thing now. Well, I recently did it, and it was donate to a honeymoon in New Zealand. I'm like, well, gee, if they could afford to go to New Zealand.
Well, they can't. That's why they're asking for you to pitch in.
Well, then why would they plan the trip if they couldn't afford it? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Because people are going to pay for it.
Well, I don't know. I did not. And then I found out they had already went on the honeymoon. So
what?
I'm like, why don't you take that off the website, you know? Well, I did. I did. It was a late wedding gift. You know, I kind of put it off, and then I went on there, and that was still on there, and they had already gone on the honeymoon. But anyway, what do you guys think the most romantic destination for honeymooners is today?
Remote beach somewhere, if you ask me.
I was going to say, like, what, St. Barth's, or what are those islands below Hawaii or farther out than Hawaii? What is that, Barbados?
Tahiti.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Like, you know, we used to do Caribbean places or Jamaica or Hawaii or, you know, Cancun or whatever. Now everybody goes to Italy, apparently. Italy is number one with Tuscany, Florence, beautiful spots if you can afford that. And Bora Bora is big, too. And Greece, Costa Rica. I'm like, wow.
Bora Bora was what I was thinking of. My friends actually just went there on their honeymoon a couple months ago. Yeah, pretty crazy. One of them works at Apple. The other one's pretty high up in a company, too. They're doing all right.
There you go. Yeah, but
that's
anyway.
Cool. And yeah, you know, I guess it's no different than giving cash, but I know I'm kind of out. I just don't know about that either.
I don't like it. But this one also had give to our favorite coffee. I go, your favorite coffee? I'm like, what? it was like buy them, you know, coffee products or something. It was just a little odd.
I'm hosting a baby shower coming up, and I'm like, you need more than one registry because you already had a baby shower, and there's so few things left.
Yes, that's another good thing. Yeah. Well, just get a gift for the husband. He'll need it. Or just bring diapers.
They insisted on a co-ed shower.
Oh, boy.
Wait till I tell you where we're having it. That's a story for another day.
In a barn.
It's wild.
Oh, boy.
What's your story today, Bob Kessler? You've been a little quiet, but it's been a big day news-wise.
Yes, it's been busy in here, but 2 weeks from today, have you been to the Chicago International Puppet Festival? This is its 8th year running.
Huh. No, and I
it's
saw
great.
That. And
on the top of my list.
I've been to it, a few of them. It's really wonderful. It's at all these different venues across town, and they have everything from looking at some of this year's offerings, Roald Dahl's The Enormous Crocodile, so that's more kid-oriented. They have something called The Sex Lives of Puppets, so something more adult-oriented. But I'm mentioning it now because it's 2 weeks down the road. I went to one performance 2 or 3 years ago, and there was some kind of mishap. It's a really well-run event, but there was some kind of a mishap, and there were more seats sold than there were seats available. And people were happy to sit on the floor at the Chopin Theater in Bucktown. So it's super popular. So it's really a great city event that's now 8 years running, and it's just getting bigger every year. It's performers from all over the world doing all kinds of crazy and interesting things with puppets.
That's fun. You know, we really had that person on about...
was it Blair?
Theater
Blair Thomas?
Well, Theater Week.
Yeah.
No. And so maybe it will be at a theater where you can get a discounted ticket because it seems to be coinciding same period.
They do have free shows. Some of the shows that are free also fill up really, really quick. I've been turned away.
Wow.
So yeah, it's ChicagoPuppetFest.org, I think.
Okay. Very cool. Can't wait to check that out. Of course, you know, I got to add that to a list of a million other things I want to accomplish in the next month, but that will be on the list. Thanks for your recommendation.
I was going to say, there's like a show for everything in this city, I swear. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. For that, the Chicago Theater Week, 200 theaters are participating. And I said, we have 200? She goes, oh, we have in the thousands in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So, yeah. Get out, enjoy. It gets you out of the house on, you know, cold, dark winter days. All right, coming up.
Real quick, the Bedford Park is having the Coach Johnson lookalike contest this Thursday, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Wintrust Sports Complex. This Thursday, so tomorrow.
Fun. Let us know if you participate. And we'll work on a contest for Friday's show at Jake Melnick's when we're out there doing our Bears pep rally. All right, the news coming up next with Bob from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.